Lord, we do ask that you open our eyes. We ask that you help us to see. We ask that your word would be proclaimed and that our lives would be changed through that proclamation. Lord, we invite you not only into this place, but we invite you into our hearts and our lives. And we ask that by your presence, we might be made one body and that we might reflect you more clearly to the world around us. This we pray in your name. Amen. This morning's scripture lesson is found in John chapter 9. Hear now the word of God. As he walked along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I don't know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. And now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "Well, what do you say about him? Was your eyes he opened?" And the man said, "He is a prophet." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I was in college, I had a pastor friend that mentored me. We memorized scripture together. We discussed theology together. We considered ministry together. He was very influential in my early Christian formation. The things we discussed and the things he taught me shaped me in important ways. But one thing he said really actually caused me a fair amount of pain and set me back in my faith for a long time. He once said to me, "God won't use a broken vessel." I remember writing those words in my Bible. I internalized them. I never questioned whether or not God loved me, but I did question whether or not God could use me. Because nobody is more aware of my own brokenness than I am. So I tried everything in my power to fix this broken vessel up, all to no avail. And I spent a lot of years assuming that God couldn't or wouldn't use me until I was all fixed up and buffed to a high sheen. It's not easy to do when this is what you have to work with. That's why I think it's so important to realize that God can be found in the dirt. God can and does use those things we think are unusable, those things we believe to be beyond repair, maybe even beyond redemption. In the story we just read, Jesus comes across a man who has been born blind. And you and I both know that Jesus could have chosen to heal this man in a myriad of different ways, any one of which would have been more godlike than hawking a loogie in the dust and spreading it on the man's eyes. Have you ever wondered why Jesus did that? And why dirt? Why spit? What is this supposed to teach us? Because I don't know about you, but to my knowledge, most doctors and hospitals work awfully hard to keep dirt and spit out of the medical procedures they perform. Dirt is unusable. Dirt doesn't heal. Dirt makes us sick. Dirt is too sordid. It's too mundane. It's too, well, dirty. So what is Jesus teaching all of us by making use of this substance that has no place in the work of God? It took me a long time to overcome the belief that God won't use a broken vessel. But once I did, I started to understand God almost exclusively uses broken vessels. In most cases, broken vessels are the only options available. In this story, Jesus uses the dirt, the everyday, the ordinary dust of the earth to do God's work. But this isn't the first time that God has used dirt. The dirt that Jesus used to heal this man is the same dirt from which Adam was created. God uses the dirt to create, and God uses the dirt to heal. God uses the dirt to bring new life, and God uses the dirt to restore lives that have been damaged. It seems as though God has a bit of inclination for using dirt, a penchant for using what is unusable, for using things that might otherwise be considered so ordinary, so profane, that we would overlook them. And that, friends, is the danger. See, we don't often look for God in the dirt. We don't try to find God in the ordinary or the profane. We want God to work in those things that are spiritual, those things that are holy, those things that are not messy. We want God to use unbroken vessels. They're nicer. They don't call into question whether this work is really from God. They don't associate God with dirty things. But look around you. There aren't a lot of unbroken vessels available. So we're often faced with the same tension that the Pharisees are faced with in this story. Do you remember their argument? Some of them couldn't accept that the work done by Jesus was God's work because it was too messy. It didn't conform to the way they thought things were supposed to be done. It didn't look holy enough. Hands got dirty, literally. But some of them couldn't get past the fact that this work looked an awful lot like God's work, even though it was messy. A blind man was made to see, how can this be anything but the work of God? That tension is one that we find ourselves in often. How often do we disregard the work of God because it doesn't look like we expected it should? How often do our expectations close our eyes to the work of God in our lives and our church and our world? How often do we confine God to our understanding of how things should be done? Because, well, God can't use broken vessels. How often do messiness and dirtiness imply to us that God can't be found there? Or do we consider that perhaps God is able to use dirt? Do we consider that perhaps God is able to use broken vessels? My mentor, when I was in college, maybe he assumed that God wouldn't or couldn't use those that were wounded. That God wouldn't or couldn't use churches or people who had been bruised by life circumstances. He assumed that God wouldn't use the addicted, the broken, the blind, or the imprisoned. And for a time, I worked really hard to be the kind of vessel that God could use. And it exhausted me. But all that work, it just wore me down until eventually I realized that either God was going to have to use me broken or not use me at all. You know what? God chose to use me broken. Honestly, I didn't expect it. I still don't sometimes. But it turns out God can be found in the dirt. As a pastor, I do a lot of listening. Probably not as much as I should, but I do a lot of listening. And I hear all kinds of ways that people have internalized the lie that God can't use broken vessels, that God can't use the dirt. We believe our past is too sordid. Our life is too much of a shambles. We're not as put together as we used to be. If we could just get back to the way we were, then God could use us. Our marriages are falling apart. Our children have walked away from the church. We're too old and don't have anything left to give. We're too young and nobody will listen to us. We're too poor. We don't know the Bible well enough. We're addicted. We're weak. We're broken. We're blind. Friends, we're right. We are all of those things. And we always have been. But what if God was found in the dirt? There's a story told about the Italian violinist Niccolò Paganini. I'd go see him. He sounds delicious. He sounds like a sandwich that I would like to eat with some hot peppers and some Italian salami, maybe a little oil and vinegar. We're going to have to go get sandwiches when this is over, Jamie. But as Paganini swept through Europe in the early 1800s, his fame was incredible. People would come from all over to see him. He was like the 19th century version of the Beatles. His skills were so great that some people whispered that he gained his ability from a pact with the devil. One evening, as Paganini was performing before a packed house, he began to play the final piece. And one of the strings on his violin snapped. Undeterred, Paganini kept playing. Only a few moments later, a second string snapped. Again, Paganini kept going, now reduced to playing a classical masterpiece on just two strings. And then the unbelievable. A third string snapped. And Paganini kept going and finished the piece on just one string. When he was done, the crowd was so amazed that they stood in applause. Can you imagine? A musician being able to get beautiful music out of such a broken instrument. Is there really such a thing as a master who could make something beautiful out of something so irredeemably imperfect? How many of your strings have broken? Where are the cracks in your vessel? You know what? It doesn't matter. Turns out God is just as capable of using a broken vessel as a whole one. It also turns out there aren't any whole ones. We're all a little bit broken. So it shouldn't surprise us that God uses broken vessels, that God uses the unusable. It shouldn't surprise us that God can be found in the dirt. Friends, that is the story of the gospel. That we don't have to meet God on God's terms. That God has already met us on ours. right here in the dirt. So here's the question I have for you this morning. Where do you assume that your life precludes God from being able to use you? What areas of your life do you feel preclude you from being used by God? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.